So pulmonary hypertension is an umbrella term, and there are different types of pulmonary hypertension, and we call them groups. We used to call them WHO groups for the World Health Organization, but they haven't been involved in many, many years, so we tend to just say groups. So we have group 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 pulmonary hypertension. What we are talking about today is PAH, also called group 1, and we use those terms interchangeably. And PAH can only be diagnosed by doing a right heart catheterization. And the definition of PAH is a hemodynamic definition. The mean pulmonary artery pressure has to be 20 millimeters of mercury or higher. The pulmonary artery wedge pressure, or pulmonary capillary wedge pressure, you may have heard it referred to, or just sometimes we say the wedge, has to be normal, meaning less than or equal to 15. And then you have to have a pulmonary vascular resistance at least 3 Wood units or higher. And all three of those findings have to be in place on right heart cath to get the diagnosis of PAH. Very important. Again, remember, rare disease. I want to go through these other groups of pulmonary hypertension quickly just to give you a feel for that there are other kinds. So group 2 pulmonary hypertension is pulmonary hypertension due to left heart disease. It is very common. It's the most common form of pulmonary hypertension. And when you do a right heart catheterization on these folks, that pulmonary artery wedge pressure will be above 15. And that's what differentiates group 1 from 2 on heart cath. So really common. We see a lot of group 2 patients in our practice. Group 3 pulmonary hypertension is a form of pulmonary hypertension that occurs from hypoxic lung disease. These are usually patients who have advanced COPD or interstitial lung disease. They develop hypoxia. Hypoxia makes the pulmonary arteries constrict and the pressure to go up. We do have one approved medication for these folks now, but in general, the main focus is good oxygenation. And then group 4 pulmonary hypertension is also a very rare form of pulmonary hypertension called CTEPH. It's chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension. And what occurs here is that a patient has had a PE that doesn't resolve over about 3 months. The blood clots become hardened in the pulmonary arteries. They block blood flow, makes the pressure go up. So their pressure's high, it's pulmonary hypertension, but it's due to unresolved blood clots. CTEPH is what we call it. And then group 5 is where we put a lot of conditions that we know cause pulmonary hypertension, but have not been well studied and there's no guidelines for them. An example would be sickle cell disease or sarcoidosis causes pulmonary hypertension. For now, that's in group 5.